Good afternoon. This is Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Joe Martin, and I am excited to welcome a special guest of the Manufacturer and Business Association today, Joe Fott, Executive Director and CEO of the Oliver Perry Shipyard. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Good afternoon.
Joe, many of our listeners are familiar with you from your time as a social studies teacher at Harbor Creek High School, and I believe you were also president of Warriors to Washington. But now you've also added the Oliver Hazard Perry Shipyard to the list, and we want to definitely hear more about your involvement and the project to bring a floating naval museum to Erie. So, Joe, could you tell me about the Oliver Hazard Perry Shipyard and how you got involved?
Sure. And the story goes back a number of years. I remember when I was a junior in high school back in 1978. And at that time, the Navy was doing Great Lakes cruises, and they brought a couple of destroyers to Erie. One of them was the USS Laws. And I had an opportunity to tour the ship, and I was really quite impressed. I'm about 6 feet, 3.5 inches tall. So going through the ship, I actually hit my head on one of the doorways, one of the hatches, and it left an impression on me. And from that point forward, I kind of decided I wasn't going to join the Navy because I was a little too tall. I did end up joining the Army and spent about 30 years there. But the impression that it left me with was, this is really great for the Navy to be able to make these trips and cruise the Great Lakes, and obviously to stop at Erie with our connection with Oliver Hazard Perry. So over the years, I've traveled both coasts and some of the inland waterways and seen a number of the historic Navy ships. And in the back of my mind, I was like, well, why doesn't Erie have one of these? We played such a prominent role with the Navy, with Oliver Hazard Perry and the War of 1812 and his events that occurred in September of 1813. The Navy really makes a big deal out of the don't give up the ship and the whole mantra that goes along with Perry and his accomplishments. So for me, it seemed like one of those connections that would be a fairly obvious one. And so about three and a half years ago, I started to get a lot more interested in the idea of what would it take to actually do that. And that kind of led me down this trail to get where we are today. And that is, we're in the Navy process for the donation of a ship, which is not an easy process. It's meant to be difficult to kind of weed out the field, because the Navy, when they make a commitment, it's a significant commitment. First of all, the USS Halliburton, which is an Oliver Hazard Perry class frigate, you could buy the ship today if you're an ally of the United States for about $120 million. So when they make a donation of a ship, they're really branding that area that gets a ship with the Navy and the Navy culture. So they want to make sure they get it right, and that whoever the recipient of the donation of the ship really can demonstrate to the Navy and to their community that it would be a worthwhile event. So we've been in that process now for the better part of 3.5 years. We have just submitted our second phase of our phase two application. And our phase two application was very rigorous. The Navy really requires that. And we were about 3,000 pages for our donation of the ship within the phase two manual. So that's kind of where we stand today and where the idea really began. And just as a kind of interesting aside, I had a conversation with Congressman Kelly not that long after I got serious about the idea. And he just happened to have a meeting going on with, at the time, it was Secretary of the Navy Spencer, and he was going to be in the congressional district touring some of the defense contractors. And so from the very beginning, we had an opportunity to find out from the Secretary of the Navy if Erie would be a suitable candidate. And basically said at the time, go through the process, but that he thought that Erie would be a good candidate. And that's the direction that we went. So we've been through 4 secretaries of the Navy so far, and so far we keep going forward. So that's what we're doing.
Joe, what a great background story. Can you describe your role as executive director and CEO?
Yeah, it's a role that I've kind of created for myself as we've gone forward, because we needed to have somebody who would head up and kind of shepherd the project through. Clearly, there are a lot of moving parts with this. When you're dealing with an organization like the United States Navy, you're dealing with all things Navy, all things from the past, present, and going forward. So you really need to have somebody that is that single central piece and has the vision and can walk through the process. As an infantry officer, it's been quite a learning curve for me to get this far into Navy culture. And I will say this about the Navy. It's been great having this kind of working relationship with my counterparts at the Navy. you get to understand the process certainly much better, but you also get an insight into Navy culture. And you see just what a key and important figure that Oliver Hazard Perry was, and the don't give up the ship mantra that occurs. I remember just a couple of years ago, I was watching the Army-Navy game, and as they were doing the cutaways, there was Terry Bradshaw and Howie Long at Annapolis with the don't give up the ship flag in the background. Earlier this summer in August, the chief of naval operations was relieved, and you transfer authority through that relief process. And it was interesting because the Secretary of the Navy was there, Secretary of Defense was there, and for the first time, it was going to be a female who was the chief of naval operations. So you get the kind of the gravity of the moment there. So as the CEO and executive director, you have to have that kind of understanding of Navy culture and how significant and important all that becomes to the Navy as you work through the process. So I've been really fortunate to have some great advisors, to have some great retired admirals that have been lending their assistance to me going through the process. And just some of the rest of our team has been really terrific in assisting that process.
Joe, there's been a lot of excitement about the Perry Shipyard project and bringing the decommissioned USS Halliburton to Erie. Tell us about the vision of the Floating Naval Museum, where it will be located, and where the project stands to date.
Well, I think first you have to understand Perry's position within the Navy. The Navy dedicated a whole class of ships, the Oliver Hazard Perry class frigates, or the Perry class, to the Navy. There were 51 of them that were built. The Navy just typically doesn't build that many of anything, but it shows and demonstrates the significance that Perry plays, and then the significance in the Perry class frigates as well. So for that part of understanding what we're doing and where we're trying to go with this, you need to understand the role that the Perry class have played within the Navy. Now, secondly, to your question, of the 51 Perry class frigates, they were designed in the late 1970s, built in the early 1980s. And the Navy designed them to have a 30-year career. So a 30-year career means that they're going to be part of the fleet at sea for 30 years. The USS Halliburton was commissioned in 1984 and decommissioned in 2014. So it served out its full 30-year span of time. And during that period of time, it had an opportunity to be reactive to world events. It reacted or responded to the Achille Lauro fire. It was part of the Somali Pirates. Those of you that have seen the movie Captain Phillips, the Halliburton was one of two ships that actually responded to the pirates there. So you get the benefit of having a ship that was involved with the Tom Hanks movie. But it tells a bigger story. It tells the importance that the Perry class plays to the Navy. Where we'd like to put the ship is on the east basin of Presque Isle Bay so that the ship would be visible to people as they were touring Presque Isle or as they were coming down the Bayfront Parkway. So we'd like to have a prominent role for the ship and a prominent place for the Navy to play within our community.
We're speaking with Joe Fott, Executive Director and CEO of the Oliver Perry Shipyard. Joe, pulling out your crystal ball, what progress are you hoping to make in 2024?
Well, 2024 is going to be a big year one way or the other for us. As we've gone through the phase two portion of the process, it's taken us a little over 2 years to do that in what's meant to be a year. But by the time the Navy asks questions and then you respond back to the questions that they've asked, that period gets extended. One of the first benchmarks that we really want to approach is the decision on phase two. The Navy right now is reviewing our 3,000 page plus document that we submitted to them. And with that, we're hoping for approval. And that would take us into phase three, which is the final phase. And that phase is about the tow plan, your mooring plan, and a little bit more about your business model and your business plan, which we responded to in earlier portions of the application. So we're really hoping for big things from the Navy. If they give us the approval for phase two and the go ahead into phase three, I feel very confident at that point that the Navy is going to donate the ship just because of where you have had to have gone and the information that you had to have provided the Navy for moving forward. And just a little bit more on that, to give you a better understanding of just how contemporary the ship is, by being decommissioned in 2014 and a couple of the other Perry class were decommissioned in 2015, that is a very new ship, so to speak, that has just recently come offline with the U.S. Navy. So you get the benefit of having the systems in place that if you would go onto a U.S. Navy warship today, you would see those systems on the Halliburton. You would see many of the modern weaponry. Your experience would be of a much more contemporary Navy than, let's say, a World War II vintage vessel. So you're going to get to see things that you typically wouldn't see on a museum ship or a historic ship. The other part of that is, and this is just fascinating to me, is you get to see the experience that our sailors, our members of the Navy, experience today, from the living quarters to the food and dining facilities to their duty stations. And you really get that sense of what a much more modern Navy warship is like. I'm thrilled to be where we're at because I think it means we've done a lot of things well. Well enough that the Navy is placing some confidence in us to go forward. But I also think that 2024 for us is going to be a significant and important year. I think we have a lot going on in 2024, and I think good things can occur for us as the Navy proceeds.
Joe, how can businesses and community members get involved?
I think there's a couple of ways that certainly businesses and community members can be involved. First is, we know that there's a significant veteran population within Erie County. There's some 18,000 veterans that are out there, and there's a number of them that have served in the Navy. And we appreciate their input. We certainly appreciate their service and their experience within the Navy. And to be involved in simply responding to some of the things that we've done and been efforting to do over the last, let's say, 6 months or so, just with our local population. So we try to reach out to a number of them and let them know about the project. And I think that the business community, in part because it is such a diverse business community here within Erie, can certainly play a significant role in what we do next. We've received letters of support and endorsement from any number of local businesses and community leaders, which have been great. We need those. We needed those to demonstrate to the Navy that we were a serious candidate. And we also need to have that input from that business and manufacturing portion of the community, because there's certain parts of the ship that have been made here in Erie. One of the most significant pieces of the Perry class frigate is the drive shaft. And the drive shaft was built in 12 different parts and assembled when the ships were put together, and they were made right here in Erie. So at the heart of the ship, you have something that was actually built here in Erie, which is great. I mean, it's a terrific piece for our local manufacturing and businesses that are here within the region. So there's a number of ways to get involved. Obviously, for financial support, which is always helpful when you're taking on a project like this, the expertise and the support that we've had from various local business and community leaders has been terrific. So that's a very easy way to get involved. Follow the project along, see where we're going. As I reach out and contact different businesses to meet with them and let them know what we're up to and where the project is, those are good things. Those are important for us.
Joe, we've come to the close of our interview. Thank you so much this afternoon for your time. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I just want to say that the measure of history, you can often look back and say, how important or significant was something that someone did? And I think with Perry, you have to understand that he's a luminary figure within the Navy. His bold, audacious, risk-taking leadership style, his victory for the Battle of Lake Erie, unbelievably significant for the development of the nation. If you picture for a moment, what if Perry would have lost and the British would have maintained control of the Great Lakes? It's difficult to imagine the United States advancing westward beyond the Appalachian Mountains. So that great westward expansion, in many ways, Perry opened the door for that. Or the legacy of "Don't give up the ship" from his good friend Lawrence, who made that quote, "Don't give up the ship," and Perry had it enshrined with the flag, "Don't give up the ship." And that means so much to the Navy community today. So all of that starts with our adventure here in Erie. And I appreciate your time and letting me tell our story today. So thank you very much, Joe.
Well, Joe, I know the NBA is excited to have you speak at an upcoming Eggs and Issues event on March 26th. To learn more about the Perry Shipyard Project, visit perryshipyard.org or the December issue of the MBA Business Magazine at mbabizmag.com. You can also register for that Eggs and Issues event at mbausa.org. Joe, thank you for all the exciting information. This is Joe Martin signing off for Business Today with the MBA. Have a great afternoon.